Thanks for tuning in to the weekly conversation. I'm here with linebacker Patrick Willis. And Pat, you're about to go out to media day, big media frenzy leading up to the Super Bowl. What do you think of just this day and all the reporters that you're going to see?
Yeah, man, you know, it's going to be a wild day, but it's also going to be a great day for our fans, for our football team, for us to just be able to voice our opinion and how we feel and kind of just talk about, you know, what this week's going to be like.
Yeah, you're always so good with the media, but you've been asked any weird questions, or how are you just taking all the scrutiny, the spotlight that the media puts on you guys?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the question I tend to get asked a lot, you know, is just, you know, compare yourself to Ray, or, you know, compare your defense to their defense. And, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I don't like to compare. You know, I like for people like to make their own opinion. I like for people to watch and, you know, and let them, you know, say what they want to say. For us, you know, it's just about going out there and playing our football. And then from there, people can make all the comparisons they want to.
Yeah, I know when you went to the Pro Bowl, he was one of the first guys that you wanted to meet with and kind of talk to that first time. Did he ever give you any good advice or things that you guys still kind of hold on to?
Really, you know, it, when we first talked, it wasn't so much about football as it was just about life. You know, a lot of times people understand that, you know, we have a life outside of football, and if you don't have that in place, if you don't have that taken care of, then that can affect the way that you play the game of football. It can affect the way you come into work every day. And so his biggest words to me and advice that I was getting from him was just make sure you're handling, you know, your business off the field, because then that allows you to be able to play football on the field. So that's pretty much what I've tried to do, you know, make sure that, you know, my life outside of football is not, you know, interfering with what I got to do when I come to work. So,
yeah, what's this week of preparations been like for you? Kind of unique situation, obviously, coming out here for a full week. But you guys have had some experience with that in Youngstown and then London last year. You think that experience kind of benefits you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, anytime you have the opportunity to have done something, you know, different, something out of the norm, I think, you know, it's good for our team. And like I say, you know, we've one time went to London, we've a couple times stayed in Youngstown. But, you know, this is, and now we're down here. So if we can just understand, you know, keep that focus of what the main goal is, and that's to come down here and win a championship, then I think we'd be fine. We were good at those other places, and I think, you know, we're actually 3-0 when been on the road like this. And hopefully we can make it 4-0. But, you know, but it's going to, we still got to have that same focus, have even more focus this week than ever before. So.
Yeah, now you've played for a few different head coaches, Pat, and it's still crazy for me to think that you're one of the vets on this team, because I still remember when you came in. Just talk about how you've seen this team and this defense kind of evolve and the leadership that you guys have really gained over that time span.
Yeah, man, when I first got here, you know, I can't say that I knew what I was looking for, because I was just a young whippersnapper myself, you know, just trying to understand, you know, my job and whatnot. But now since I know going into my sixth year, am in my sixth year, mm-hmm. I can look back on it now and kind of, like, you know, see as I've experienced, you know, each season, see the things that I kind of endured or whatnot, and say back then, I don't think we had a tight-knit team like we have now, you know, like we have been able to form over the last couple of years. And I think that's really been the difference, you know, in our football team. You know, I think from top to bottom, you know, I hear people say all the time, it's probably a cliche, you know, they say, you know, we were a close team, you know, mm-hmm. we were like a band of brothers, you know, from coaches to teammates. And truly, you know, I truly believe in that now more so than ever before. You know, before it was just something that, you know, it sounded good, so I kind of bought into it. But now, after the last two seasons and then finally getting to this point, I truly believe that we are. And there'd be nothing more satisfying than to be able to go out here and cap it off with a championship this Sunday.
Yeah, you guys feel like as a defense you're really starting to peak. I mean, you guys have played some pretty good offenses here in the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, some pretty explosive attacks. I mean, do you guys feel like you're where you want to be going into this game?
Well, I certainly think that, I think people don't think about that. You know, I think people think like, oh, they're not the same defense as they were last year. You know, they struggled at times, but they understand, like, it's the National Football League, and we're not playing against, you know, just ordinary teams. Like, you know, we're playing against some of the top offenses, you know, in the National Football League. So you're going to have some times where you struggle a little bit. You're going to have some times where you just have to, you know, bear down and get the job done. And I think we've answered that for the most part. So I think our defense is right there. But like I said, we on a stage like this right here this Sunday, a game of this magnitude, it'd be nothing more gratifying than to go out there for our defensive coordinator, for our defensive coaches, Coach Vic, our other defensive coaches, for ourselves, and to just play lights out, play the kind of football that we know we're capable of playing. And I think that that'll answer all the questions that anybody have about us.
Now, I know he's so important to you on the field, but what did it mean to you guys emotionally just to get Justin back?
Man, Justin is a guy that I've, you know, been playing my rookie year with, but been playing with ever since. So I've been playing 5 years with him now, and he's a guy, man, that's just, you know, he's going to do his job every play. You know, he's going to give you everything he's got every play. You know, he's going to sell out every play. And anytime you can have a guy like that on your team that you can count on, that you know is going to give you everything that you got, because, you know, in your heart, you know, I'm going to give my guys everything I have. And when you play with other guys that you know that's going to do the same, it makes it fun to be a part of. And each one of our guys on that defense, they do that week in and week out, and I know they're willing to do it at all costs at any given time. You know, injured or not injured, they're going to give you everything they got while they're on that field. And so to have Justin back, man, it's an amazing feeling. And like I said, he's one of our OGs, and we just hope that, you know, we can bring this championship back to the Bay, you know, for ourselves, but mostly for him, for Randy, for Akers, for those guys who, Frank, for those guys who've endured through those times of heartache. So.
And Pat, I got to ask you too about the Baltimore Ravens. What are your impressions of them as you guys have watched and prepared for them on film? Obviously, you guys saw them last year, but a little bit different look from those guys, right?
Yeah, you know they're a good football team. There's no question about that. Their offense has been playing great lately, and it's one of those things where, you know, we got to make sure that we handle that run game from the start. We got to be able to handle the run game, and then we have to be able to stop the big plays. And you know, it's gonna be a match for our defense. You know, because I mean, they have some skill guys, they have some good football players. But man, like Coach said all the time, you know, Coach Harbaugh says, you know, we don't like it easy. You know, if it was easy, then somebody would say, you know what, well, it was too easy for them. So you know what, give us the best offense, give us the best run game, give us the best quarterback, give us the best receivers, and we'll go out there and we'll play football, and we'll see where the chips lay at the end. And hopefully, you know, we would have went out there and played our best football, and we'll end up on top.
All right, yeah, you guys have certainly done that. A lot of top quarterbacks you face, a lot of top teams you face. Tough schedule, and good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.